Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We honor you, Father. We bless you. You are God. You are good. You are kind. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you, O Lord, for this day. We bow before you. Lord, we exalt you. We lay our crown before you and we say you are God and you are God forevermore. Lord, you are lifted high. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that your goodness be released upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 7th of July, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for the seventh day of the second half of the year 2026. Give glory unto his name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. I want you to stand and declare that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the banner of the Lord over my day, for his banner over me is love, his banner over me is mercy. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that my day is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, every appearances of evil this day is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, this day, Tuesday, 7th of July 2026, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will not walk into tragedy. In the name of Jesus, the plan of the wicked is cancelled over my day. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's tragedy. In the name of Jesus, accident is not my portion. The mercy of the Lord speak above every other words over my life. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, I have the life of Christ in me. I live the Zoe life. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. The life of Christ is transmitted into me. In the name of Jesus, nothing dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the blessings of the Lord is my portion. The word of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appearances of evil over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is put together to stand against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you. For this is my inheritance. For this is my heritage as the servant of the Lord, as a child of God. Every tongue that professes evil over me, I judge you. I condemn you. Your words hold no effect over my life. In the name of Jesus, the tokens of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked would not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise and show me mercy. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Today I enjoy all the forms of the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy all the package that the mercy of the Lord holds. In the name of Jesus, every form of his goodness and of his mercy, I enjoy this day. In the name of Jesus, I position myself and I receive the promises. I receive the provision of God for me today. I assess God's provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I prophesy favor over my day. I prophesy blessing over my day. I prophesy supernatural supply of all my needs. In the name of Jesus, today the light of the countenance of the Lord is upon me, and the Lord show me favor. In the name of Jesus, that which I cannot achieve by myself, favor delivers them unto me. The mercy of the Lord speaks on my behalf. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name is mentioned, the mercy of the Lord answer for me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into confusion. I am not walking into accident. I am not walking to another man's tragedy. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the pleasures of the Lord is upon me. I live under the goodness and the favor of the Lord. I live under the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today as I go, my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to pray for these brethren that we have been praying for. I don't want you to stop. We cannot allow the enemy to hurt them to the numbers of the forgotten one. Let us ask for mercy. Father, show mercy. Lord, show mercy. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your mercy. O Lord, Father, have mercy upon these people. Have mercy upon this nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will strengthen the hands of men that you will use. In the name of Jesus, so much more that you alone will take the glory. Father, you will show yourself strong on behalf of these precious ones and their teachers. Lord, show them mercy wherever they are presently. Lord, you will bring them out by your mercy, by your strong hand, by your hand of might. You will bring them out. How you are going to do it, we don't know. But Lord, all we ask that by your mercy, you will bring them out of the land of captivity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember I made the announcement yesterday that by the grace of God, we have 3 sets of programs this month of July by the grace of God. On Thursday is our prayer launch, our 1-hour prayer gathering on Thursday by 12 noon. On 9th of July, 12 noon. On the 19th of July, which is a Sunday, by the grace of God, we are going to come together and bless the name of the Lord. We are having a special program, a praise, prayer, and prophecy program that is themed the Feast of Mercy. I want to invite you to be a partaker of this wonderful program. That of Sunday is going to start by 4 p.m. by the grace of God. And on the 30th of July, the last Thursday of this month of July, our Time of Refreshing program is going to take place by 12 noon as well, by the grace of God. This 3 program is put together by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord to be a blessing unto you, to be a blessing unto this state and unto this nation. So I'm inviting you to be a partaker of that we are going to have on Thursday this week, which is on the 9th. It's going to start by 12. Sunday 19th is going to start by 4 p.m. and Thursday 38 is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God, at our venue of fellowship, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudu Junction, Songwelele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. By the grace of God today, we are going to pray. We are going to be praying this morning. Our anchor scripture for the month of July is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. That is the thought of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord today. Any other voice that speaks something different from this word of the Lord concerning you, they are voices that you need to silence. They are words that need to be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 37. That is where our point of prayer is going to be coming from. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 37. Who is he that seeth, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Who is he that speaks and it stand when it is not from the mouth of the Lord? Who is he that is bragging over your life, that is speaking of your downfall, that is speaking wickedness continually upon you, over your life, and it is not from the mouth of the Lord? You are going to cancel those words today by the blood of Jesus. You are going to silence every voice that speaks speaks. There is no voice that is permitted to speak over your life except that of the Lord God over you. You are going to silence them. You are going to cancel their words over them. I want you to pray. There are a lot of people that the altar of their knowledge speaks evil concerning them every day. There are a lot of people that there are enchantment, witchcraft expression over them every day. You are going to cancel. You are going to stand in your prayer and cancel every evil word spoken concerning you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken concerning me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. No matter where you are coming from, it is not spoken by the mouth of the Lord concerning me. It cannot stand. It cannot come to pass. The thought of the Lord for me is of peace and not of evil. The thought of the Lord for me is to give me a good and unexpected end. I cancel every evil word spoken concerning me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I cancel the words of the wicked concerning my life in the name of Jesus. Every words of the wicked concerning my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand. Every word that is proceeding out of the altar of the wicked concerning me in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every word that is proceeding out of the thoughts of the wicked concerning me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand. Who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Who is he that speaks and it stands when it is not from the mouth of the Lord? Oh, it can never stand. I cancel every evil word that is proceeding out of the wicked concerning me. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. You are going to pray. Every wicked thought that is put into words, every wicked plans that is put together over me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every wicked thought that is put into words, wicked thoughts that has been produced into action, that has been transformed into plan over me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Anywhere your gathering is, your proceed from the spirit, from the spiritual world to the physical, I cancel you. Every sitting coming together to plan evil, to put together act of wickedness concerning my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every coming together that is pronouncing the wicked act of accidents, wicked act of sickness over me in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Your coming together will not prosper. You will not prosper in this act of wickedness that you have embarked upon. Your wickedness will not prosper over me. I cancel your plan over my life with the blood of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I cancel every enchanted words of darkness over my life by the blood of Jesus. Every enchanted word of darkness over my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not stand in the name of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. Every enchanted evil words of darkness over me, you will not stand in the name of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord has spoken concerning me. Surely there is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against me. According to this time, it shall be said of me, oh, what God has done in his life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every enchanted words of darkness over my life. In the name of Jesus, enchanted plans of the wicked over me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray. Beloved, I want you to pray. I don't know when you are going to be listening to this podcast, but whenever, whatever time you listen, don't think that you don't actually need a prayer, that you are at the last leg of your life. You are the concluding portion of your race. That means that you are, you know, that by the judgment of men, you are whole. You are on the last lap of your life on earth. Please, I want you to pray. The plan of the devil concerning you, that you are listening to me, the devil wants your end to be full of tragedy, so much more that you will question God, that God, why do you create me? That is why you should pray. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every enchanted world of darkness over me, every plan of wickedness over my lineage, over my children, over my family, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every form of wickedness that is sent to me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray. I cancel every evil word spoken out of divination concerning me by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word spoken out of divination concerning me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil word that is spoken out of enchantment, out of divination, in the name of Jesus. Every spoken word, every evil word that proceed out of the coven of witchcraft concerning me, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I blot you out by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. Your evil words will not prosper over me in the name of Jesus. I'm going to round up now, but I want you to take this prayer, and by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue in the prayer tomorrow. I want you to take this prayer. I condemn every tongue of the wicked that is passing judgment over me. Your ordinances will not stand. I blot them out by the blood of Jesus. Every tongue that is passing evil judgment, that is passing judgment over me, tongue of the wicked that is passing judgment over me, in the name of Jesus, your ordinances will not stand. It will not come to pass. I blot them out by the blood of Jesus. It has no place of fulfillment in me, for I belong to the Lord Jesus. I am of the heritage of the Lord, for I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. My seat is not in the corners of darkness. Oh, for I have been redeemed. I have been bought with the price, a price that cannot be compared, which is the blood of Jesus. Every tongue passing wicked judgment over me, your ordinances is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Your judgment is rendered useless. I condemn the stand. I condemn every stand on which you are standing on in the name of Jesus. Your judgment is turned around and is passed over you. Your evil words is turned around and is poured upon you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The judgment of the wicked over you is rendered useless in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cancel them in the name of Jesus. They are blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Every ordinances of the wicked, ordinances of witchcraft over you is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Every attachment of evil over your life is cancelled. Every hand that is joined together to pull you down, such hand wither in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Oh, who is this King of glory? He is the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts. Oh, is the King of glory. Every gate, ancient gate that has been locked against you, they are lifted, opened in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to go through this prayer and pray over again. The Lord will grant you victory in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you, if there's anyone that you know, that you feel, that you know needs this prayer, send it to them. Join yourself together in prayer. It is well with you. This is the season to pray and not to faint. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord show you mercy. Favor of the Lord is upon you. The Lord give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.